This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strupp. Russia's prison agency says Alexei Navalny has the strongest adversary of Russian President Vladimir Putin has died in an Arctic prison at age 47. VOA's Rick Pantaleo has more.
In remarks at the Munich Security Conference, Vice President Kamala Harris says the U.S. is working to confirm reports of Alexei Navalny's death.
If confirmed, this would be a further sign of Putin's brutality. Whatever story they tell, let us be clear, Russia is responsible.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the reported death of Vladimir Putin's top political foe is another sign that Putin holds too much power over his country.
The fixation and fear of one man only underscores the weakness and rot at the heart of the system that Putin has built. Russia's responsible for this. We'll be talking to many other countries concerned about Alexei Navalny.
Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
Judge Arthur Engoron issued his decision Friday after a 2.5-month civil fraud trial against former President Donald Trump. AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
A New York judge has ruled against Donald Trump, imposing a $364 million penalty over what the judge ruled was a years-long scheme to dupe banks and others with financial statements that inflated the former president's wealth. In delivering the verdict, Judge Arthur Engoron backed away from a prior decision that would have dissolved the former president's companies. Trump has denied wrongdoing, and his lawyers have said they'll appeal. The stiff penalty was a win for New York Attorney General Letitia James, who sued Trump over what she said was not just harmless bragging, but years of deceptive practices. I'm Shelley Adler.
For pictures, videos, stories, and more, follow the Voice of America on X, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. This is VOA News.